Check, check.
Check.
Hello.
British Tommy on the bonus.
I rigged the lottery, didn't I?
It's British Tommy. Exciting new character.
Ooh, hey. What a time to be alive.
And this is probably going to be very racist.
Bonus.
Bonus.
We were just, I don't know if we're leaving that in or cutting it out, but right before we started, Tommy out of nowhere just dropped a real heavy hitter on us. A classic character of Tommy but British. British Tommy.
I'm on the bonus, isn't it?
It'd be great to like really try to pass that off in Britain. You're like,
all right then.
I think it's nice telling a girl at a bar, ask her if she wants to see something cool, and then do that. Going in, yeah. Welcome to the bonus, everybody.
We're here. It's the bonus. You know, that's just. It's crazy, man, you know?
Our tagline, we're here, it's the bonus, you know? You did it. You're here.
Sometimes you just start a sentence and you have no idea where it's going and it doesn't go anywhere. That's what that is.
Patty is sick. He's nodding off like the sleepy time bear. He's already put on his nightcap.
That's right.
Ready for bed.
I had my last Dayquil, so in about an hour and a half, we're switching over to NyQuil.
Ooh, so. Well, that's a big move. That's yeah. Wild.
Well, then you got to get ZQuil.
Oh, yeah.
And then you get MorningQuil after that.
Yeah. And I also, you know, I don't know if any of these work anymore. I don't remember. There was like that whole thing where like some ingredient in a lot of over-the-counter like cold remedies doesn't do anything.
Oh, yeah.
But that's none of my business. This stuff was in the house, so I'm drinking it. I don't think it's going to hurt me. I think it just might not do anything, but it feels like it's doing something, so good enough.
Yeah, it's you know, it's health. It's healthy, right? You know, I don't know. I like those ones. I don't know if it's a real thing. I like the ones you mix into the hot water. I feel like those are, because then I feel like I'm doing alchemy. And so I'm like, oh, this is going to work. You know,
yeah,
I'm
that's
fucking
cool.
Cooking something up. I practically got beakers bubbling over here. This cold doesn't stand a chance. Yeah, I don't know. I watched that thing I mentioned with the twins on it. I watched that last night. It's on Netflix. It's called like The Twin Experiment or something. I don't know. And I watched it and I was like very into it in the beginning because I was like, oh my God, I'm going to change like stuff about my health. And then it very clearly became like they called it like Twin Experiment to get people to watch it. And it's just about veganism and like not quitting meat. And there's a lot of good information in there, but. It also didn't completely go the way that they thought it would, I think.
I was watching it to try and see those twins from the Budweiser commercial. Are they in there?
the Ann twins.
Yes. Yeah.
It was an official study to find out if it was more taste or less filling. That was what they were trying to finally crack the code on.
Oh wow, they have a Wikipedia page. It's the Coors Light twins.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I should issue a notes app.
they're Polish. I would have guessed they were from the Midwest, but they're from Massachusetts. Diane and Elaine Klimaszewski. I'm gonna take a shot at it.
That is not the names I was expecting.
Yeah.
So tired of everyone changing their names for showbiz. Why'd you have to change your name from Elaine Goldberg to Elaine Klimaszewski?
Yeah. They were Nitro Girls in WCW, and then they signed with WWF when they, which is now WWE, which bought WCW. Although the role they were meant to play was not made clear. The role, as we all know, is Ann Twins.
Yeah.
Just going to show up and say Twins.
Yeah, look, you sign two hot twins to a wrestling company, you'll find something for them to do. That sounded very sinister.
They're still trying to open those beers with a can opener.
Can opener. A can opener is what opens canopic jars, actually. That's what I use. crack the top of one of those little things filled with some pharaoh's liver.
That's right.
Yeah. Man, I don't know. Have I talked about on here that one of the things that's really in my head a lot, this is a cracked fact, is like how sick King Tut was. Like, not cool. Like, I mean, maybe he was cool. I don't really know. But he was like the sickest man alive. He had... Like, I haven't seen the holdovers. He had a holdovers level combination of ailments going on.
He's got Bob Duca. He's got the list of the syndromes that have various ailments. Yeah,
is that what's going on? I feel like everyone's talking about the holdovers, and I'm like, this sounds a lot like Bob Duca.
No, holdovers.
No, that's not what it's about at all. I think you got the wrong idea.
but he's got several conditions that come up, and they come up over intervals, kind of, and so it's delightful. The way that it comes up, it's just kind of like, oh yeah, I have this as well. Sorry, that's just my blank or whatever.
When somebody has a condition, you are in for a treat, my friend. That is, it's never something normal. You know, no one's ever like, I have sick. Like, I have a condition. You're like, ooh, what is going on with your sweat glands? Tell me more.
I watched it again because we watched it with Whitney's mom and. The eye just straight up changes, like which eye is like the lazy eye. It changes, or like they definitely change it over the course of the movie.
That's so funny.
Yeah. Sorry, I have Pennywise syndrome.
When I'm talking to Georgie, one of my eyes just kind of drifts off to the side.
Yeah, you know, it's unfortunate. We all float down here, but that's what happens. Mm-hmm. I do want to see it. I have not seen it yet, but.
But King Tut is sick as hell, you're saying.
He had his head was really long. Apparently that's a thing that happens is if you keep inbreeding, your head gets longer and longer.
Okay.
So he had like a really like long cone head skull and a club foot and then was like sick in various other ways. But guy was not doing great, you know.
I for sure thought you meant he was sick as in like he was cool as hell.
Oh, yeah, I just found out about him.
Yeah.
You guys hear about this guy?
He's like a legend.
I'd never seen a geography textbook in my life. I was like, guy has an absolute stranglehold on geography textbook covers.
This guy's a ledge.
Absolute ledge of the Egyptians. I think he was good generally, but he was also like 14 and then he died very quickly, so he didn't have that much time to fuck up, I guess.
It seems like it's sort of a function of the fact that they found like his stuff that he became like he's like the main guy in Egypt. He was like the main guy. It's like he wasn't really. He was just
he's kind of the Hanukkah of pharaohs.
Okay, here we go. All right. I like they were mapping it. Exactly.
Two things that will be easy to extricate from each other. No overlap whatsoever. Because he wasn't that big of a he was like a child king and then he was so sick that he just died. So a lot of real French bulldogs of monarchs going on around that time.
And they liked the cute smushed face. That was part of the problem.
Like, farting up a storm.
He can't breathe. You hear him. Listen to him. You got to clean the folds. Come on. Why would you do that?
Yeah. They had to keep the Habsburgs on the throne. They just had to keep getting the ickies out of their eyes, you know? They kept having eye boogers. They have to wipe them out. Clean all their... Yeah, that does feel like a just punishment, which was like that they just kept... The Habsburgs just kept inbreeding like crazy until eventually they produced just a child so sick it could not... they could no longer like impregnate anybody because they were like, this is too far. Everything is broken. You're done with this. Does feel like a divine intervention sort of thing where it's like, okay, I'm shutting the wrong parts down. We're doing no dick on this next one.
Yeah, it's like it's like a duck's. It's like a corkscrew. It's not going to work.
You got to spin them in there like an old vault door handle.
It's like you're opening a bottle of wine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Let's see. Tommy, any thoughts on the old monarchs?
All good.
Big fan.
Guy who hasn't been listening, boys.
Oh, that's wild.
Monarchy, good in my book. Should go back to it. Why not? We got those corgis. Like those fat sausage fingers. Yeah, it's good. You should keep making kings and queens fuck until the guy looks like Ludacris from the music video and has fingers the size of egg rolls. That is good, in my opinion. Yeah,
that hand is upsetting. They got to figure out something there.
You got to be able to drain that or something.
Right? I'm sure he doesn't like it. You know.
Why has anybody asked him if that feels good?
Hey, man. This is the king's hand. This is what it's called.
Yeah. God, just the rings, just part of the landscape of that finger now.
Yep.
Just awful stuff. Yeah. Yeah, so we've taken on monarchy as we usually do here. Mm-hmm. Should we let's see if
truth
I have
to
any
power.
Let's see if I can segue that into any of these stories. Let's scan them. Speaking truth to power. Jesus Christ. Look, based on what we were talking about. Something about the two speakings in a row just shut me down. Just ransomware attack on my brain. It was done.
Speaking of Boy King.
This is a new lawsuit that is going against Reese's. I'm not going to get into that right now. I don't have the fucking bandwidth, so...
the emotional labor of
stop making me do emotional labor over whether it's Reese's or Reese's. It's not Reese's, it's just because it's, and then when people say Reese's Pieces, it's like, what is wrong? What is going on?
You also can't say Reese's Pieces. That just doesn't feel
well, nobody
right
says
out
that
of
does anyone yeah. say that? That's a deranged
Reese's
that's
Pieces.
the Joker from Batman says that. That's you can't my goodness. Yeah, I feel like it's like a sneak peek situation, you know, even though it's even though that's spelling more than it is sound, it's the same kind of, it's like, well, they have to be the same. It's like, well, they don't. That's not how it works. Yeah.
Widen your mind. Fucking, come on. So they've been sued by a woman over, I think, and this is like, we all know this, right? The same way that we know what's the goddamn Baskin Robbins thing where Fudgy the Whale is the cat, but rotated halfway. Right? Do we know this?
I don't know any of the words you're saying.
Oh, come on, Tommy. There's that. So what's that weird fucking cat that Baskin Robbins can make you?
Cookie Puss.
The Cookie Puss and Fudgy the Whale, which is like a chocolate whale. Like, they use the same mold for them both. They just rotate it, you know? And it's just something that if you're going to get either one of them, you got to accept that's how it's going.
Is that true? I don't know about this. Where did you read this? Was this in the Epstein documents that just came out?
This was in a white paper. This was in the Lancet. So
he dropped a lot of names. Cookie Puss for some reason was in there.
This is where I got lost. Yeah,
Cookie Puss
is on the logs. Oh my god. Yeah,
they even got Cookie Opus, which is the Irish variant.
It's the green one, yeah.
Yeah, it's St. Patrick's Day variant.
Shamrock Cookie Puss is good. Him and Uncle O'Grimacy are...
Okay, all right. There's insane lore for Cookie Puss. We don't have to get too deep into this, but this is...
We
okay.
have time.
All right. So, according to Carvel's backstory for the character, Cookie Puss is a space alien who was born on planet birthday. Okay. This is Lord of the G-Strings level sort of world building here. His original name was Celestial Person, but the initials CP, which have meanings we won't get into, for Cookie Puss. So,
And now we're back on the Epstein logs.
Wow.
Okay. I don't think it was Cookie Puss he was looking at on anyways.
So that's Cookie Puss. So he's an alien. He's like Gonzo, I guess.
Yeah. I thought you were saying Epstein was like Gonzo, and I was like, in what way?
No, Gonzo's nice.
Gonzo's cool.
I would never say that about Gonzo.
Yeah, which Muppet do you think is most likely to be on the logs?
Fozzie, comedian, successful comedian.
Oh, yeah, good point. I feel like Dr. Teeth has got something going on. He's a celebrity in that world, right?
In that world, in the Muppet world, yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
So.
Well, the Muppet world is unclear because it seems to be our world, but they're not in a different.
Well, to
place.
The untrained eye, for sure.
God, you can't notice subtle differences.
I like saying that about anything. Can you imagine anyone says something? Yeah, to the untrained eye.
The implication, of course, being that you are trained in everything.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah.
Very smart. Yeah,
master really heard of all trades, jack of none, Tommy McNamara, everybody.
Yeah, it would, man, what if Kermit was on there? That would be really depressing, huh? So, come on, man. What are you doing?
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Bit that I goes nowhere. Out. Muppets on the flight logs.
Okay, I found out what I was talking about. I was wrong. Ring the bell. Do your little dance. Okay. They make Santas out of the Fudgy the Whale mold.
Okay.
When it's Christmas, they just turn it sideways and then they're like, it's a weird hat.
It's a hat.
It's a bad,
yeah.
It's a shitty Santa hat. So that's what I'm saying.
Oh yeah. It's like, what if Santa was like a parallelogram? He's like kind of weirdly. Yeah. He's like italicized. That's like how it looks.
Yeah. It's just, you know, a very useful rhombus to have around as a mold when you're making.
It's pretty smart work, honestly. So, you know, credit
to whoever
thought of that.
When you're making ice cream cake, you know, because you know what's the most fun thing at a birthday is a time limit and everyone having to rush to eat right away. And half of the cake always turning into disgusting liquid.
We had caramel cake at my parents when we went up for the holidays.
So, oh, yeah?
Suck it. It's delicious.
It's good for a while. That's my review of ice cream cakes that I'll be posting on their website.
The crunchies,
you can't take
man.
Your time.
Gotta get those crunchies.
Oh, yeah. The crunchies are good. You know, one you could... Well, we'll not get into it. I was just saying, you could just buy a bag of crunchies. That's what I would be like. But then I figured that makes me sound like a cat.
They have the secret recipe. You can't. It's guarded. It's like Coke, you know? That you can't... They have guys with machine guns.
Their secret... Yeah, you know? I like when Ben and Jerry's gave up and started selling bags of their cookie dough. They're just like, you can buy
fuck
a bag
it,
of
man. Whatever.
Just the cookie dough out of the ice cream. But the whole reason we got into the whole reason that we ended up talking about which Muppets were on the flight logs was that I was talking about Fudgy the Whale. But in the same way, this is Reese's holiday peanut butter, whatever the fucks. There, you know, it's a tree, it's an egg. Big ones being the egg. Where it's like, I think everybody knows that they don't really look, it's just kind of a lump, and then it's mostly power of imagination based on the package that they're whatever holiday shape they claim to be.
Yeah.
Like the most they're doing is like having some machine kind of pinch and squish one end and being like, it's a Christmas tree. Like you're not getting what is advertised here. So this woman, she is suing them over the peanut butter pumpkins, which again are the eggs. It's the eggs that didn't get sold. They're pumpkins now. That's pretty much how this seems to work. But her specific problem was maybe they flew a little too close to the sun here with pretending they're making different shapes instead of just lumps and calling them holiday stuff. Is that the picture of the pumpkin on the package has like a fun jack-o'-lantern face carved into the top through which you can see the peanut butter filling, which would be a bad move anyway, because the filling of Reese's Cups is not eye pleasing. It's not. It's very. So she's saying that they falsely represented some of the Reese's products. She filed the complaint on behalf of herself and all other similarly situated individuals who purchased a Reese's peanut butter product based on false and deceptive advertising.
Mm-hmm.
Alleges that it violated Florida's Deceptive and Unfair Trade Practices Act, concerns specific Reese's peanut butter holiday themed treats, including, so she's getting them all, Reese's peanut butter pumpkins, Reese's white pumpkins, Reese's pieces pumpkins, Reese's peanut butter ghost, Reese's white ghost, Reese's peanut butter bats, Reese's peanut butter footballs, which really is, that tells you. That really tells you the level of effort that you're getting out of Reese's here. And then Reese's peanut butter, this was a true fuck it moment. Reese's peanut butter shapes assortment snowmen stockings bells. So it's just like.
So you put them together yourself? Is that what they're saying?
Yeah. Or okay. They're just like. These are just cast-offs, basically. They're like, we swept up everything around our peanut butter machine. It's a bell. You know, it's like McNuggets. So she's suing them over that. The amount she is asking for is $5 billion.
Yeah.
Now, on the Eresus Easter egg, you promised there would be a literal description of the crucifixion of Jesus Christ on each
one. That's right. Yes.
And I don't see that anywhere on this mound.
I was hoping to find a little bunny in here. I don't.
So Reese's is owned by Hershey, right? I assume.
I would think so. It's got that or Mars. It's
a okay, 50, the, mar- it's a the market cap of Hershey Co., publicly traded, is $38.9 billion. So they're asking for a pretty sizable chunk of.
Yeah, you know. Just a 5% share of your company and something like that.
No, it's more. What is that? It's more like 12% or so. It's like, yeah, give us a little, break us off a little piece because we, again, did you eat the Reese's? Did you eat the thing? Did you enjoy it? Like, what are we buying it for? I mean, was this purchase for display? Like, it's just like, it all looks the same in the end, lady, and it looks closer to the thing that you got out of the package than to a jack-o'-lantern. So
this one. Your soft candy lump doesn't look exactly like the package after being shipped across the country, going through the entire supply chain. It's not weird, you know?
Yeah.
You probably bought a week after Halloween at a Duane Reade for half off.
Look, any amount is going to be kind of laughed off, I feel like, with these kinds of things. And you have to kind of shoot for the moon because assuming there's a settlement, which I don't even know that's going to happen in this case, you know, it ends up being like $11 for each, you know, person or whatever, you know, or less. And except for like the lead plaintiff gets a bigger chunk and the law firm obviously gets a big chunk. So that's why we're looking at $5 billion, I assume there. Mm-hmm. I would love to see how this one plays out in court. I think this is probably, you know, there's lots of ins, lots of outs in this case. It's definitely very serious. And
They say that they Hershey's took part in furthered a common scheme. So this is.
Oh my God! This is really funny because
if
you scroll down in the complaint, it's like okay, well the bat has no eyes, and they also like seemingly purposefully make the bat upside down. It actually looks like a bat. Like the bat they have has like the wings go up kind of higher on the top, and it's got a little kind of like two little humps on the top of its head, so it's kind of shaped like a head. The picture they have of the bat out of the packaging is upside down. So it's like they're already kind of stacking it against it to make it look like it's less, you know what I mean? Like, it doesn't look anything like that. So if you turn it around. And yes, it doesn't have the little holes taken out of the chocolate for the eyes.
That seems to be their main complaint here.
Well, yeah, because the football their complaint is that there's no stitching. And there's in all caps with two exclamation points, looks like eggs on that one image. I'm not sure why there's editorializing on that one.
Which somebody who is an alien might say about real footballs.
Someone from Planet Birthday might say celestial
person himself.
Yeah, that's how they're going to defend all this. They're like, this is the interpretation of Cookie Puss. I know it's Cookie Puss. It's not Reese's. Look, these things meld together in my head. Yeah, the football. Like, I cannot think that you are buying football-shaped chocolate Reese's and thinking you're getting anything else than, like, a warehouse clearing strategy. Like, this is...
Yeah.
That's not going to happen. That would be my defense. I'd be like, look, none of this was going to happen. You're not, I don't know if you live in a fucking dream world, but no, the pumpkin's not going to have eyes.
The only way I could get my son to eat candy is if it looks like something else.
Yeah. He has to make eye contact with the candy and value it. It's a thing. It's about respecting the candy.
Okay. Well, I will give these people credit. The lawsuit appears to only be for $5 million. I don't see billionaire.
Okay.
It looks like they read it wrong and they said it was, but maybe I'm reading something wrong. I'm the complaint's like way longer than you'd think for something like this.
take that number 10 WK TSP Tampa Bay.
Cause $5 million is a little bit more reasonable.
She's bad at negotiating. She started $5 billion.
Later in the document. All right. No, you're right. Fair enough.
Yeah. That's how I negotiate, you know. I go in, trying to sell some precious metals. $4 million. No. Anything, please. Whatever you want to give me.
You have 24 hours.
Because $5 billion is crazy. That's, you could purchase a dominant share in some large businesses with that.
I mean, you would have, if you bought $5 billion of stock in Hershey, you would probably be somebody they'd have to listen to. You'd become an activist investor.
You'd be a Wonka type.
You could probably get a board seat out of that. That's a lot of money for one stockholder to have, a lot of shares.
Yeah, meet the board of Hershey. I need to get our CEO, our CFO, our CEO.
I'm the guy who sued. Yeah, I'm the lady who sued for the because the thing didn't look like a football. So
yeah, I noticed that the footballs were eggs, and I got a board seat out of it.
Looks like eggs.
He may notice opinions. The only one here in pajamas, and
and I am always the tie-breaking vote. So, related, and the specific number of $5 billion. I was like doing some researchers for the crack thing, and like, man, I recommend if you just kind of want to feel good about yourself, look at the history of the business decisions that the company Yahoo has made. They have shot themselves in the foot like repeatedly. They had two chances to buy Google and they passed twice. And then they were like, no, we really believe in Yahoo search. We're kind of moving into like Yahoo games. That's kind of our move.
Mm-hmm.
Almost buy Facebook as well at some point?
Yes, they elected not to buy Facebook.
Yep, smart move, yeah.
They played it, you know, they keep their cards close to the chest. Don't want to take on any unnecessary risk.
Then they bought and like basically ruined Tumblr, right? And then they sold it for like pennies on the dollar. Was that part of them? Was that them as well?
It might have been Yahoo, yeah. At one point, Microsoft offered to buy them for $45 billion and they said no.
Yeah.
And then they sold a couple years later for like $4 billion. But yeah, they got offered in 2000, if I remember right, 2008. The guys who invented Larry Page and Sergey Brin at Google, they didn't want to do Google anymore. They were like, we made a good search engine, but we want to go back to class. Fucking nerds. They were like, we want to finish our studies. So they were like, we'll give you Google for $1 million. And Yahoo was like, no, we don't have any interest. Then 4 years later, they came back and they were like, we still do not. These guys like did not want Google. They were just like, please, sir, buy Google from us. And they were like, Yahoo's like, we'll give you $3 million. $3 billion? I don't remember. But and then Google counteroffered and they were like, get out of my office. And then Yahoo just slowly sank into oblivion. I don't think it exists anymore. I think Verizon bought it and I don't know. Stripped it for parts.
They're back.
For some bad Flash games.
No, like 2021, I think they became independent. They like acquired themselves again or something. It's an investment fund owns them now, so that's where
nice
creativity is going to be popping. They're going to be building some great stuff.
Yeah, buddy, if I could acquire myself, I'd never leave the house.
Quit playing with your Yahoo.
Yeah, well, they'll forever exist as a soundboard hit from a us. That's, I mean, they got such goodwill out of that little soundbite, and then, man, just tanked it over and over.
Well, you know, credit where credit's due. They did not get really into crypto, I don't think. So that's, you know, unlike many of their, contemporary, Silicon Valley people. So that, you know, that could have gone worse, I guess. You know.
Yeah, yeah, and there are no Yahoo NFTs or anything like that. Though with their track record, you'd think that they had the opportunity to get in on the ground floor and didn't. And then that would be the Yahoo move where they'd be like, any of that.
None of that's going anywhere. It's like, well, you're just thinking about it too long term. You're thinking about 2 years. But if you, for that 1 year and you can get out,
Yeah. You got to hold. You got to wait for that thing with no intrinsic value to rebound. That's the move.
My apes.
Yeah. You know.
I said my apes.
My apes, I explained to my wife for the final time while being told that that is not what this hearing is about. It is about the kids. Not who owns the apes.
Man, remember when they were on the that was on the cover of Rolling Stone. That was the cover of Rolling Stone. Was the like this is going to change everything? The Bored Apes, and then boy oh boy.
Yeah, remember here they made us all learn that guy's name, Beeple. Remember they did that? Like that was going to matter.
Well, that guy's rich as hell. So
yeah, that is the worst part of this. Is that like. I do know people who are very rich off of it. So it's like, God damn it. Give me a house.
Off of off of NFTs or off of crypto? I mean, that's a little different, I guess.
Both, I think. One guy I used to do open mics with, I was like, I hadn't seen him around. I was like, what happened to that guy? And somebody was like, he lives in a mansion. He was like a computer security guy, I guess, and bought back in the day, you know, man. Being rich seems sick. Thank you for your Patreon donations. We're trying to be rich so that we can buy our own apes and, you know, just to watch them crash.
I mean, can you get an ape now? How much are apes now? Let's see.
Oh, I think they're cheap. But you have to find someone willing to get out before the inevitable surge.
Should we buy low right now, all three of us? We'll go in on an ape?
I mean, that's the thing, right? The people that still have them are probably not like, yes, please take this. They're like, no, this is my identity, so I'm stuck, unfortunately.
Yeah. What do I have to lose? This is pretty much, yeah. You can still go to ApeVest and get, you know, welder's flash from the UV lights they bought for their displays. Yeah.
Okay, so right now, I'm looking at one right here. It's an ape. He's gray. He's got a green background. His mouth is kind of open. He's got a party hat on. So pretty cool. You know,
I'm listening.
Try to picture how cool this looks. And it appears to be it's for 27.99 ETH Ethereum, which is apparently $62,000. So we can't is the answer.
Oh wow, that's crazy.
But at one point it was worth quite a bit more, I feel like. So
yeah,
well, you can look at the price history. Oh, that's the really funny thing about these things is because it's all on the blockchain, obviously, right? The public ledger, the whole thing about this stuff. So we can look at the price history of this
town
particular
square
ape.
Internet town square.
It was 0.25 ETH in April 2021, and then right in April 27th 2022, 150 ETH. That would be like 300 grand at that point, I want to say, or maybe more. I don't know how much Ethereum was worth at that point. And well, now we're down to 27. It could be worse. So you could still, you know, make 60 grand, I guess, but it's not that much. The important thing is that I just saved the image to my downloads, so I have
it. Get fucked.
And 60 grand, surely amount of money that wouldn't change my life. That's not too much.
I mean, that's the thing, though. Like, these guys had these things, and they could have, this was like, you change your life to the degree, like, I don't have to work for the next, like, 10 years. You know what I mean? Like, 60 grand is not that kind of money for, you know, for most people in most situations. For sure. Yeah. And they were too busy going to see Tyga perform or whatever because they had the wristband whatever was in that Rolling Stone article.
No amount of money is worth seeing Rack City Live.
Right. And then like and Aziz dropped in and did like a 10-minute set when he was sort of untouchable for that like 6-month period. So that's cool. You know, you get to do that.
Yeah.
See like the least interested person. Like
I'm go ahead.
No, it's like the least interested person that's ever been at anything is Tyga performing at the Bored Ape thing. like, what is this? Like, okay, you know what?
The haters are laughing, but I can't hear them because I'm wearing my HTC Vive attending a Chainsmokers virtual concert.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Chainsmokers, you know, those mid-30s to 40s electronic music producers.
Yeah.
Those are my guys. Me going on WTF. Who's your guys? The Chainsmokers. Let's see the age of the Chainsmokers. Let's see how they're doing. Also people who are more rich than I've ever will be, but you know,
I think so. I'm gonna say it. I think some of their music is fine. I'm not gonna so that's where I'm at there.
They are Drew Taggart and Alex Paul. Past members, Rhett Bixler, who was kicked out of the Chainsmokers.
They kicked out Bixler?
They got Bixler? Yeah.
You never kicked out Bixler.
Yeah. Let's see. Okay. Well,
Bixler was their Frusciani.
Right, yeah. He became, oh, my God. He's the third Chainsmoker. How did they get rid of him?
And they replaced him with Yoko Ono? Oh, no.
Guys, no sense of history.
Man, what a funny person, Yoko Ono. Watching that video of like Chuck Berry where she starts screaming into the microphone is just like an all-time piece of history. Thousands of years from now, they're going to dig that up out of, you know, like the ruins of what the Library of Congress was. And they're going to be like, check this out. We have a hypothesis that in this society, this lady was annoying. Yeah. Have you seen this video, Patty?
I have not, but it sounds really good.
It's John Lennon.
That's Yoko, I assume.
Yeah, that's Yoko. No, that's Chuck Berry.
Word.
It's John Lennon playing with Chuck Berry. Yoko, as she always is along for the ride. She's there, and they gave her, I guess, like a tambourine or something to play to participate. And then she just like grabs a microphone and starts screaming into it, and they cut her audio very quickly.
Yeah. Well, she will live on being an answer in the crossword puzzle four times a week for the rest of eternity.
That's huge. Her and Brian Eno also.
Eno's huge. Yeah.
It's Yoko Ono, Brian Eno, and the word arid. Those are the fucking crossword kings, dude. Always in there.
I will say I searched high to low on these Bored Apes. So there's one guy who's really shooting for the moon here. He is... I'll say the next highest one after him is, very funny, actually. 69, so 6,969 and 69.69 Ethereum, which is quite a bit. That is like, you know, let's see.
That is epic, sir.
The main thing is it's very funny. I'm just doing the math here. It's $15 million. So that's what that guy wants, and it's one that looks like it's sticking its tongue out with look, they're all really cool. That's I don't have to describe them to you. You've seen the Bored Apes, you know, cool
punk rock.
But the top one is 1,688,888 Ethereum, which is almost $4 billion this guy wants.
Well, I mean, this could connect the two. This could be that woman is trying to sue Reese's to get money to buy that ape.
You know, so good for this person. They're you know, hey, I'm holding out. This is my ship's coming in.
Any day now.
Yeah. Well, he owns a lot of this dumb shit. Because you can see when you go to somebody's profile on OpenSea, you can see all the stuff they own, and it's just a lot of versions of the same shit, just that most of them are not worth anything. It's like these are like photorealistic space orangutans and they're worth 0.03. You know,
I'm still on the Chainsmokers wiki page over here, and I've got a little tidbit that I think will give Patty a seizure to hear this sentence. So here's something that was good they did. There was a charity concert. So this is July 25th 2020. They did a charity concert that was presented by Fuck Jerry's tequila brand, Ja Ja, that was headlined by the Chainsmokers and the Goldman Sachs CEO, David Solomon, producing EDM
DJ Soul. I've seen him perform. I actually have.
Is that true? Oh, yes. My God.
He just there's a place, there's a hotel and like restaurant and bar in Montauk called Gurney's. This is pre-COVID, I want to say. It was like 19 or 18.
Gurney's. in the energy of like, you're going to have to get carried.
No. It's like a family name or something. It's been around for like 70 years. But like my grandparents used to go there for like weekends, and now it's like a super fancy, like, you know, it's really nice, but it's just like, you know, $800 a night type place. I did not stay there. We went to dinner there and we're at the bar after. And he was just like in like the DJ booth. It was like, that's like the head of Goldman's. This is so bizarre. Like, what am I, you know? And it wasn't even that crowd or anything. Anyway, DJ Saul, D Saul. And Yeah, I mean, that's one of those things where it's like, you know what? I mean, it's July 2020. As long as they agree to kind of only be around each other, I say let them go for it, right? Let it rip. That's, yeah. That, you know, well, that crew.
They were fine because their concert didn't follow COVID protocols, but they were trying. Trying to give people a good time.
Oh, it was July 2020. We figured it out.
Yeah. They got fined for protocols, which just brought another cool dude into the mix by the name of Andrew Cuomo. like, just if you snapped your fingers and Randall's Island disappeared at that moment, the world. Yeah.
No, that had to be in, it had to be in the Hamptons. That could not have been in the city.
Oh, no, it wasn't on Randall's Island. That was where Electric Zoo was, where those people died.
It was in Southampton, New York, which is that fits more with the general.
Yeah, yeah, you know. Oh, chain smokers are on my hall pass. That's my one guy. You're doing a hall pass with your wife, and she goes, mine are the chain smokers. You go, we're not doing this anymore.
We're not doing duos. Mine are the Ann twins, the Kremishevsky twins. Yeah. Like, that's fine, because they're in their 50s. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mine is Wham. Both of them.
Look, I don't like, look, I don't like your chances.
Didn't know what to do with them. You will.
Yeah.
That's so funny that they just hired them to be like, for something later. We just want to get their rights locked down, you know?
We want to be in the Kremishevsky twins business, okay? We got to get...
I'm the talent manager for the Kremishevsky.
I mean, that kind of was the way that WWF worked back then. It was just like, you know, yeah, we got some babes. I don't know. We'll make them wrestlers. It doesn't really matter. They'll have a... I mean, they routinely had, like, basically mud wrestling, you know, if not by that name, you know, the popular bra and panties match, which was like you're just in underwear. That was like the
that time before everybody turned into a snowflake and it was fine.
That's
to
right,
have foxy boxing.
That's right. Yeah, it's because of wokeness. They had there was a group, a stable, and it was like you'd watch. It was called the Right to Censor, and they would come out and they were basically going after like the FTC because they would like you know, McMahon, they would get fined and stuff, you know, for being on USA basic cable. So they would, you know, like stuff would be too risque for even that, I guess. And there were guys that came out, they were dressed like almost like Mormon missionaries, like black tie, white shirt, black pants. And they come out and be like, and the music would just be it would be like an alarm sound going off. They'd be like, everyone stop, you know, blah, blah, blah. And everyone's like, boo. And then when a guy that you liked, like, would turn bad, he would show up in a shirt and tie and everyone starts screaming. He'd be like, no, they got Val Venus, the porno guy, is now part of the censoring group. So yeah, they were aware about even back then, if you can believe it, that wokeness was out to get us.
Val Venus got sucked off by Ballum, whatever that.
Yeah, Ballum. Yeah. I think Val Venus is also like a insane libertarian now. So you can check, feel free to check that out if you guys want to find out about that. Look him up.
A little homework for this week. Check that out.
I hope he's, let me just see. I hope he's still alive. I would feel bad. No, he's alive. Okay. So that's fine. So.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. We're fine. Don't worry about it. Thanks for listening. Thank you to Tommy.
Hey, Tommy, thanks for sticking around.
Small. Always a pleasure to hang with you two. And Shelby.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Goodbye.